This is KCUR 89.3. When Juan Felipe Herrera gave his first reading as Poet Laureate of the United States at the Library of Congress last fall, he made a bold statement.
People ask me, what is poetry, Juan Felipe? I go, it is freedom.
That idea turned out to be more literal than metaphoric for some Kansas City immigrants who recently got together to tell their stories in anticipation of the poet's arrival. KCUR's CJ Janovy was there.
Our topic today is home and our thoughts about home, our perceptions, associations, the images that come to our minds when we think of home.
A dozen or so people are here on a Sunday afternoon at the Writer's Place, a big old mansion in Midtown. The three women up front aren't writers, but that doesn't stop them from telling their stories. Deki Yeongjum and her husband had to leave Bhutan after he got death threats for supporting religious freedom there. They lived for years in a refugee camp before getting resettled in the United States.
The day we boarded the plane, I realized that we had spent exactly 14 years of life in exile.
Lynn Amey from Haiti talked about having surgery in New York City and watching from her hospital bed as news broke about the devastating earthquake in her homeland. She talked about how it took her 15 years to get her green card by going through the proper channels instead of cheating with, say, a fake marriage.
It's very easy to lose who you are if you don't pay attention, you know. There were days where I was in such despair that I didn't know if I would leave to the next day because I didn't know what else to do.
Yakeo Kanyu Lake from Kenya opened her talk with a literary reference to Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens wrote the book, A Tale of Two Cities. Mm-hmm. So I have my story of my two homes.
It's a bittersweet story, she says, because she loves Kenya and she loves Kansas City. She's been here 24 years, half her life. She's a therapist working with low-income, severely disabled people in Johnson and Wyandotte counties. She gets to go back to Kenya a lot. But she ended her talk with a writerly question.
So I'm lucky to actually have the best of both worlds now. But my question is, can you really have two homes?
The panel's moderator is Catherine Anderson of Jewish Vocational Services, a Kansas City agency that works to resettle immigrants. She passed around a bowl filled with the kind of random questions that prompt writing exercises.
One room of a former home where you used to live. Oh, my goodness. Well, I lived in Detroit.
Mine is the trees of your home. I think I remember there are so many trees, but I remember one.
Where was home when you were 11 years old? Well, it was just like across the river.
The insects of your home.
Oh.
and at first I thought, looked at it, I thought, oh,
insects of home leads to a cool story about the first time someone saw lightning bugs. This goes on for an hour with snacks, and people hang around afterwards to take pictures. Natasha Karsk of The Writer's Place says that in advance of Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera's visit, the organization wanted to open the writing space.
Not only to those who consider themselves practiced writers, but to all of the community, because we feel that there's stories to be told and healing within the writing it down.
For Deki Yeongjum of Bhutan, that seems to have worked.
Today I think my heart went a little bit light because I spoke out the something that was always in my mind that I want to share it with someone. But today I shared with so many people and I felt so lighthearted today. Yeah.
Yakeo Kanyu Lake from Kenya had an epiphany.
I've never thought of myself as a writer before. And so to be able to be in somewhere and to have people shake their head and seem to understand tells me that maybe I could write.
Seeing people appreciate her story made her think she could write. All of this at an event billed as a lead-up to Juan Felipe Herrera's visit to Kansas City. He's not even here yet, but the United States Poet Laureate's already doing his job. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Juan Felipe Herrera gives a reading at the Central Library in downtown Kansas City on Friday, May 27th. Find more information at kcur.org/arts.